everybody, I'm Zach.
I'm Will.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 467.
On Now You Know. So, we showed you Optimus dancing on Tuesday.
Well, it seems that Optimus stayed up all night practicing some new dance moves because Gorklon posted this early Wednesday morning.
Okay, I was already impressed on Tuesday, but this is next level, Will. I mean, no harness to keep it from falling, so the engineers must already have a really high degree of confidence in Optimus's abilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And I showed my wife this video. She's a dance teacher. She was blown away with how Optimus is doing this. I also showed my kids, and they were like, can we get one? Like, yeah, one day.
Dad, you're a YouTuber. You can get one, right?
Oh, yeah, easy. I'll review it first, I'm sure, in the UK. That'll be perfect, won't it?
So Tesla Optimus himself posted, was just getting warmed up. And Gorklon Russ said Optimus will perform ballet perfectly. Now, we talk all about the jobs that humanoid robots will replace, so I guess we're going to have to add ballet dancer to the list now.
Oh, quite. Who wants to watch imperfect ballerinas anymore? When I pay to see Swan Lake, I want perfection.
If you girls practiced like you said you did, then how come Optimus can do it perfectly and you all look like a bunch of 8-year-olds?
And Gorklon said, this is still very far from our final form. And then he went on to say this, I will have an Optimus dance troupe on stage with me at the Tesla shareholders meeting.
So we're going to get a Tesla shareholders ballet. Very swish. When is the next Tesla shareholders meeting?
So far, I haven't found a firm date, but it's likely going to be in June because that's what it was last year. So hopefully we'll get a date from Tesla investor relations soon.
Yeah, because people have to book like hotels and flights and stuff. I wonder if there'll be a matinee.
Oh, and I thought it might be fun, Will, to get into our Now You Know time machine and travel back 4 years to August 20th, 2021, when The Verge published this.
Don't overthink it. Elon Musk's Tesla bot is a joke, a distraction, and an empty promise by James Vincent. James Vincent, eh? I better look him up since he's so knowledgeable. Here he is, The Verge's senior reporter. Oh, that's very fancy. He says, I mostly cover machines with brains for The Verge, despite being a human without one. Well, he said it, not me.
Even Elon laughed at that level of stupidity. And just in case you're wondering if this was just pre-programmed dancing, Milan Kovac, who is the head of programming Optimus, said, here's a little more and no cables this time. It's all real-time speed, zero CGI, fully learned in simulation, and zero shot transferred to real. Not exactly sure what all that means, but I think what he's saying is basically that they didn't pre-program it. Besides the fact that it's fun, we had to make significant improvements to our robot model in sim, domain randomization, and other techniques which will directly transfer to more practical situations as well, robust walking, and agile full body control in general. Because I think that's going to be the pushback here, is that a lot of people are going to see the dancing robot and think it's just like Boston Dynamics, where they pre-programmed their robots to dance. But this, according to Milan, is Optimus doing it like on its own.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is going to be any interest to you, Zach, but I actually asked Grok to explain in very simple terms how Tesla's Optimus robot learned to dance like this, and this is what it spat out. Optimus was trained to dance using a method called reinforced learning in computer simulations. This approach allows the robot to practice and improve its movements virtually before applying them in the real world. The training focused on developing smooth, synchronized motions, enabling Optimus to perform dance moves without additional coding landing once deployed. So this process leverages extensive simulated data to enhance the robot's agility and control, making its dancing capabilities possible. So the AI helps Optimus learn by simulating human dance moves and refining them through trial and error in virtual environments, enabling this incredible real-world performance without additional programming. Hope that helps.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, because Milan said here, we also learned quite a few things on our hardware and tuned our power profile. I hope it's getting pretty clear that Tesla is much more than an amazing car company. It's the place to be for transformational real-world AI. Obviously, a little plug there for more awesome engineers. And Gorklan said, this is still very far from our final form.
Tesla responded, we're a car company, right?
I can't wait for the next earnings call. I wonder if analysts will actually address this or just keep talking about, you know, quarterly sales of the cars.
The FBI formed a domestic terrorism task force to investigate attacks on Tesla.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about it.
Out of hundreds of reporting sources Ground News analyzed, barely any are coming from more liberal outlets.
And if they are, they're shifting the focus to President Trump. But with a quick scroll, we easily found reporting calling for the violence to settle down.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division.
When news is filtered through political lenses, you don't get the truth. You get outrage and misguided attacks on innocent Tesla owners.
Especially when it comes to someone as polarizing as Elon Musk. There's only going to be more spin, more outrage, and more violence unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News. It's an app and website that don't just show you the most important stories of our time, they show you the bias, the credibility, and the financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break from their echo chambers and see the full picture. And we just knew our viewers would love what they've built.
From their interest feeds to help us track developments on the stories we bring you guys, to their blind spot feed that services other important stories, one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring. Ground News has become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan we've been using every day. That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Thank you to Ground News for sponsoring us and helping us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded. We know it'll do the same for you. And just a reminder, like we've been saying for a while now,
Tesla posts. With the RoboTaxi network, your Tesla will be able to earn money while you're not using it, essentially paying for itself. It will go to work just like you.
I think so many people forget this point, that they kind of think it's going to be Tesla doing the whole show. And even though eventually maybe they will with, you know, cyber cabs, in the beginning, the RoboTaxi network is going to look a lot like it does now, just a lot of Teslas driving around. And those Teslas could be your Tesla, and you could be making money while you're not using your car. So I urge you guys, be thinking about it, or if you know someone who has a Tesla, be talking to them about this, because this is going to be a big moneymaker.
I wonder if it would be like, you know, when we're saying to people who don't drive electric cars, oh, it only costs us a couple of pounds, a couple of dollars to fill it up at home. You know, do you think when we're saying, oh, we've just earned £2,000 this week by sending my car out, do you think people just be like, oh, well, that's nice?
Just, yeah, it may not register.
Totally indifferent. Why not? I wonder what it would take. What's that number amount, do you think, per week of earnings it would take for people to actually pay attention?
I don't think they're going to get any positive number. Like, I think as soon as you tell them that you earned a few hundred bucks or whatever, they're still going to be like, what? Like, it's going to take a while, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, can't wait to find out.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
And Gorklan Rust, our friend Elon, posted Cybertrucks escorting POTUS.
Yeah, President Trump's motorcade through Doha, Qatar on Tuesday included two wrapped Cybertrucks.
So this was the first time that a sitting US president has visited Qatar.
The only improvement I would offer is that next time that lead red Audi should be replaced with a Model S Plaid. Keep it all America made. Maybe all countries' motorcades could use homegrown EVs. What do you think?
I mean, I guess Italians could have Maseratis or Fiat 500Es.
Oh, God, does that mean we'd have to get Jaguar's massive pink love lengths if they ever get built? That Type 00. Perhaps we should just go with good old British electric minis instead.
Yeah, I mean, because Jaguars aren't British anymore. I'm sorry to break that to you.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're owned by an Indian company, aren't they? But they're still going to be built in the UK.
Okay. You keep telling yourself that.
Oh, are they really not? I thought they were. Oh, don't forget we made the first roadsters as well, sort of.
That's true. You got that.
Yeah. Hey, Americans, do you want to get an EV, but you don't want to support fascists like Elon Musk?
Listen up, because Toyota has just introduced their all-new, the CHR, in the U.S., and there's no coup to worry about.
What are the stats, Zach?
You'll get a range of up to 290 miles with a 74.7 kilowatt-hour battery, and I'm not even going to tell you what the kilometers are, because we don't use kilometers here in America. It comes with a NACS port.
And don't worry, it's not a Tesla charge port. It's called the North American Charging Standard. Nothing fascist about that.
Peak charging speeds of 150 kilowatts and 11 kilowatts of AC charging. And no self-driving features.
Unlike those fascist Tesla EVs.
338 horsepower for 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. It has a 14-inch touchscreen, and it's 178 inches long.
10 inches shorter than the fascist Model Y. When will it be available so people can ditch their fascist Teslas?
2026 is when the CHR should be arriving to a Toyota dealership near you. So buy a CHR EV from a company that's already gone through its fascist period. That's right, straight out of Wikipedia, Toyota almost exclusively produced standard-sized trucks for the Japanese Army during World War II.
So Americans, don't buy Teslas which are made in America by Americans. Don't give an iota, buy a Toyota.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me that there's so many car brands out there that if you do just a little digging, you will find out that Ford has some serious problems during World War II. Mm-hmm. They didn't even want to make trucks or tanks for the army here. They had to be kind of forced to because they were making Panzer tanks. Same thing with GM. They were making stuff for the German army. Mitsubishi, we know, was making stuff for the Japanese. VW was started by fascists. So like there's a whole list of cars you may want to stay away from if fascist is your problem.
That's the problem, isn't it? I don't think people understand the meaning of the word fascist anymore. There's a serious lack of education for those folks, in my humble opinion.
So they can buy a Toyota. All right, Zapper, some SpaceX news. Elon said, just before the Starship flight next week, I will give a company talk explaining the Mars game plan in Starbase, Texas, that will also be live streamed on X. I wonder what he's going to talk about that we don't already know. He's been tweeting about this for so long. I feel like we already know, 10,000 starships are going to Mars. I don't know if this will just be kind of a rehash or if there's going to be some new news.
I'm not sure. Can't wait to find out.
SpaceX posted Starship completed a long-duration 6-engine static fire and is undergoing final preparations for the 9th flight test.
We could be 5 days away.
I heard that during the static fire, they actually busted one of the engines, so they're going to replace it and then not even bother testing it again. And then Gorklon reposted this from SpaceX. Interplanetary transport system is not just for Mars. And I don't know my solar geography that well, but I think they're approaching Jupiter?
It's like Jupiter's massive storm, doesn't it?
Is that going to be a thing?
If everyone will buckle up, please. We're approaching Jupiter. It appears there's a slight storm.
It's been raging for a billion years, isn't it? It's quite the storm.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving. And I have to reach all the way over here because that's where Jesse stores his razor. Yeah. Henson Shaving, I've actually never used it. So here I am pitching something I've never used, but you can use the best razor on the planet and get 200 free shaves by using our code Now You Know when you check out. Make Jesse proud. So The Boring Company posted this big tunneling milestone. For the first time, TBC has continuously mined in a zero people in tunnel or Z pit configuration. There is nobody in the machine besides the videographer, which is simultaneously advancing forward and erecting a ring, i.e. building the tunnel. Each full ring weighs about 24,000 pounds. In the same way that full and rapid reusability is the holy grail for rockets, Z-pit continuous mining is the holy grail for boring machines. This is the safest, fastest, and least expensive architecture to build tunnels.
Zip it.
Zip it, Will. There's no talking in a boring tunnel.
Wait a minute. This is a really big deal. I mean, The Boring Company has already made an all-electric boring machine, hasn't it? And now humans don't need to be down there running it? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's going to lower the cost, right? It's going to lower the chance of injuries. And let's face it, it probably isn't a fun job most of the time.
Time to make the tunnels.
Yeah, especially with slabs of concrete getting installed all around you. It must be pretty noisy, dirty work.
Yeah, and when we start making tunnels on Mars and the moon and I don't know where else, there won't be any air. So this innovation is all about making tunnels on other planets.
Send Optimus on ahead to Mars and start building underground cities. Brilliant. I just can't believe we happen to have been born at this time. We're about to witness for the first time in humanity's existence the ability to leave this planet and go and, you know, make a start on that doer-upper of a planet, Mars. What an incredible time to be alive and witness. And, you know, it's my frustration, really, like, not saying all Americans, but, you know, you guys, you get behind like the Koch brothers and fast food chain restaurants and, you know, really wave the flag for these iconic American companies. Where's that same sort of passion towards Tesla or SpaceX, who are actually doing incredible things, not just destroying people's health? That's kind of a frustration I can't help but ignore sometimes. These are iconic companies that should be absolutely celebrated, don't you think?
It is incredible. I grew up watching like Lee Iacocca do Chrysler commercials. And at the time, everyone's like, yeah, let's buy an American K car. And it's like, great. But now we have kick-ass cars that are made in America and tunnels and all of that. And nobody knows about it or is proud about it. And it is insane to me because it's like some kind of dystopian novel.
Do you think that's switching, though, finally? Do you think people are waking up after the massive attacks on Elon and everything he's doing for the country? I mean, he did say in last week's interview, didn't he? Many people are saying thank you to him. They're understanding that he is actually sacrificing his life for the betterment of humanity with all of his companies.
That is a really good point. Yeah, there's a whole kind of sector of America that I thought would never acknowledge Elon, and they have. So maybe I should be a little more optimistic.
It's weird, though, isn't it? It's perhaps taken all this absolute chaos to get to the point where people are actually waking up to understanding what Elon's done.
Yeah. It is so interesting to see people on the street say, I love Elon, because I've never heard that before.
Mm.
Gorklon said, tunneling speed is almost faster than a snail. Big milestone, actually. And I actually met Gary, the snail, at the Boring Tunnel event back in 2018. I'm sure Gary is probably moved on by now, and there's probably more Garys, but it is really cool that they do bring out this pineapple all the time with Gary inside to kind of remind themselves that the goal is to beat the snail.
I didn't know that. That's brilliant.
And Gorklon reposted this from The Boring Company. Tunnels are underappreciated. And that is a joke that Elon likes to say a lot. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Remember, we need your stories. Send them to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Keep them 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape or Jesse gets mad. Make sure you have good audio with no wind and no music. And again, send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Will, what do we got this week?
Here's Darren with the great road trip.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. Welcome to the Everything Electric Show in London. We're here today with our 2C EV, our fully electric 2CV. It's got a 10 kilowatt hour battery, a 15 kilowatt electric motor, got a range about 65 miles, inner city about 75-80. It's got the conventional 2CV suspension. As you can see, it's very soft. Originally, it was designed to go over a plough field with a tray of eggs in the back seat. Citroën bought them out in 1948 and stopped production in 1990. At the show, we're not here promoting our 2C EV. We are promoting the Great Road Trip Part 2. In 2020, we did Los Angeles to Rome in the 2CV, in the petrol one. And now, we're going to be doing it in this electric car. And the plan is to go from Milan in Italy to Vancouver, and we'll end up at the Everything Electric show in Vancouver. And to raise money for the charity, KD UK, what's Kennedy disease? Kennedy disease is a motor neurone disease, mostly affect men, and it affects 1 in 7,000 men, but it's often misdiagnosed. So we're trying to A, raise money to find a cure for KD, but also get awareness for it so people know about it. I'll put a just below to the website so you can get more information. Now, there's several ways of raising money. One, we're looking for companies to put like a business card size logo on the car, or Joe Public can pay from £15 to have their name on the car. And we got room for 6,700 names. So we're doing a European leg next year, next May, from Milan. And then we'll be hopefully shipping the car over in 2028 to Los Angeles, going from Los Angeles, and we're not going straight up the coast of Vancouver. We are actually going via Pikes Peak, Bonneville Salt Flats, then up to Vancouver. So it's about 3,000 miles in an electric 2CV in August. So it's going to be quite hot with no air conditioning, but that's another story. So if you could please go to the website below and get your name put in a car, I'd be much appreciated. I'll do another video closer to the time with an update what's going on about the road trip. Now you know.
Yeah, I met Darren at Everything Electric. What a lovely chap, and he's raising money for a great cause. So get your name or business written on his 2C EV at thegreatroadtrip.co.uk.
Did he say he could fit like 6,000 names on his car?
Yeah. Yeah, little names, I suppose.
That's great. Yeah, so reach out to him. Get your name on the car. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I actually sat in that car at Everything Electric. I'd have chatted to him for absolutely ages. Really nice bloke.
Nice. I would love to make one of those into electric. It just seems like it would be such a challenge because it's a pretty tiny car, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite small. It's just so flimsy. You saw him wobble it in the video just there. I did the same thing. It just, with my fascination towards safety of Teslas, it did terrify me a little bit.
There's not too many cars that you could just shake like that with one hand.
Nope. I'm pretty sure I could roll it over if I really tried.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. We got a lot of stories for you this week. So you're going to get every week now, three groups of stories. You're getting quite a bang for the buck. So head on over to patreon.com if you haven't already. Join us, support us, and we'll see you there. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. An AI driver said, wondered why FSD was taking this corner so wide, when suddenly...
Whole Mars catalog responds, get a Tesla with FSD if you like being alive.
It is so funny to be in a car that has more eyes than you do. Like, don't question FSD most of the time.
Well, not just FSD. I mean, a long time ago when I first got Bruce, about 5 years ago, it actually took over on the motorway because we were about to be sideswiped from a car and I'm a little kid in the back. It would have been a pit maneuver and span us around at 70 mile an hour. And our car just shifted me off over a little bit. I didn't even know what was happening. I thought the car had gone mad. And that was just with standard autopilot. So, you know, any level of safety in a Tesla is just superb, in my opinion, let alone with FSD.
Wow. Yeah, we need more stories like that because that, like you said, that could have been the end of you.
Yep. Thank my lucky stars I was in a Tesla that day.
Ross posted, if you're interested in building terawatt scale compute, join XAI. And Gorklon said,
a terawatt of compute or you're not really trying.
A terawatt, like that's a number that's so hard to even picture. It's so big.
Well above my brain's capabilities.
Gorklon said, Neuralink is partnering with UAE and Cleveland Clinic. Neuralink went on to say, we're launching our first clinical trial in the Middle East at Cleveland Clinic Abu Dhabi in partnership with the Department of Health Abu Dhabi. The UAE Prime trial explores how individuals with motor and speech impairment can use thought to control devices and communicate. Well, that's exciting. So now I think we're in 4 or 5 countries. We're in the UK as well now with the Neuralink. What do you think, Will? Neuralink?
Yeah, fantastic. Bring it on.
You'll know every song in the songbook. So no longer can you tell your fans to like, no, sorry, I don't know that one. You'll have to play Metallica at the next wedding.
I'll just know every music and every lyric. God, just imagine. That would really help my memory as well.
Now, where'd I put my keys? Gorklon said, humanity has a shot at reaching the stars, but only if civilization holds strong long enough for Mars to just prosper on its own. Then Mars can come to the aid of Earth, just as America came to the aid of the world in World War I, World War II, and the Cold War. Wow, that's crazy to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Gorklon said, X is news by the people, for the people, seeking truth, but always self-critical. All right, it's time for Community Mail Time. Community Mail Time! Thank Thank you, Will. We got our first new intro, but it's the old intro. That's awesome. So Matteo spotted this fully electric Jeep Avenger Fire Brigade vehicle in Italy the other day.
Matteo also spotted this Audi e-tron GT in Perugia, Italy. Apparently, the driver decided to take up two parking spaces, though.
Why not? He drives an Audi. He's allowed to.
Yeah, but you know that time where you park really well somewhere and then other people around you don't park well and make you look like the bad guy? That might be it. So let's give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
Yuri spotted a VinFast the other day.
Brian spotted this BYD Shark pickup in a Las Vegas casino garage.
I didn't know they were selling them here.
Well, they do sell it in Mexico, so I guess it's not impossible to get your hands on one.
Interesting. I mean, I do think that this kind of low price, low end EV pickup truck could be very, very popular. So hopefully they start selling them here as well.
How much are they all?
Thought they started around 33.
It's a lot cheaper than a Cybertruck then still.
Yeah.
Not quite the same style.
Not all the same benefits, no.
And Andrew spotted all these Teslas lined up at the supercharger in Ashland, Virginia.
Wow, I wonder if this was a concerted effort or it just happened to be a random day. All there, look, it looks like just they're missing a Cybertruck, right?
Looks like they're about to do a light show.
And remember, please send us your photos, videos, and stories to hello at Now You Know channel so we can include them in the show. And last up, we got our supercharger reviews. This is where you go out there and review superchargers for the show.
Hey, everybody. So I'm heading over to the latest supercharger at Daniel Stewart Square that has finally opened. I believe it opened yesterday, and a little bit more convenient than the Potomac location where you have that horrible cross traffic trying to back into those superchargers. So this is a good location here. It's in a strip mall, I guess you can say. It's kind of off of it. You know, it's at a Wawa, but you also have Checkers out here, you have Subway, you have Chinese takeout spot, you have a Chinese buffet location right here, you have Chipotle, there's also a Papa John's location here as well, and of course you have Wawa itself, here, get their sandwiches and their meals and that sort of thing. It's not a bad location at all. I mean, if you need to charge up, good spot for it. It's 8 stalls, 1 pull through, which is good, and actually 1 designated as a handicap location or spot. It's a little extra wide, and 8 stalls, and it's at 250 kilowatt hours max.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. Mike from the RMT Family YouTube channel. I'm in Lima, Montana, which is a very little tiny town just off I-15. Out here in the boonies, but they do have a supercharger. They have a 8 stall version 2 here, and I'm the only one here. Not too many people right now anyway. Right over here we got a cafe, and actually last time we were here we ate in there and it was really good, so we were happy with that. They do have bathrooms, but they're not always open. Other than that, we got a motel and an RV park over here. Not sure if they would allow you to use a bathroom if really desperate. Also, there is a little coffee place across the street there. And then this way right there, we do have a gas station, and they have a little convenience store right there. I'm pretty sure they're not open 24/7. Everything pretty much will probably close here. There's some interesting buildings, but not much there. There's railroad tracks out that way, and yeah, there's really not much here at all. And yeah, at night it'll be pretty dead probably. So I think I would rate this a 5 out of 10. Now you know.
Thank you so much, everybody, for doing your reviews. Make sure you go over to our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, where you'll find our supercharger map. There you can just use the map if you're going for a trip, or once you find yourself at a supercharger, film the review. So thank you for joining us today, everybody. I want to thank Will for filling in while Jesse was away this week. I had so much fun doing the show with you. Now you have to get going, don't you? Don't you have some road trip or something you're doing?
Yeah, I'm taking my wife camping. So we picked up a new Model Y yesterday just for the weekend. Tesla have just lent me one for a few days. How cool is that? And we're testing out the Snoozoo and going proper camping in it. So yeah, wish us luck, because it suddenly got cold. It's been sunny for the past flipping week, and now it's all clouded over and a bit chilly. But But
no, wait a minute. Is this the new Model Y?
Oh, this is the new Model Y. Yeah, this is the second time I've had it already. So I've done a couple of reviews over on my channel at Tesla Jigsaw if you want to check them out.
Can I just ask you a question? I can't just call Tesla up and get a free car. I don't know. How have you been able to do this, Will? Have you got some kind of special voodoo that you do?
It's purely by accident. So when I'll take you right back then. When the Cybertruck came to town for the first time, I went to see it in a showroom. And then the next day it was at a place called the Bullring Shopping Centre in Birmingham, just outside. And I thought I'd throw myself in the deep end and just go and interview random strangers. So, which is exactly what I did, just to get people's first reactions to seeing a Cybertruck. It was really fun. But there just so happened to be a lady who worked for Tesla who saw me there. Sorry, she saw my video and sort of knew me from that. So when I went down to London to see the Cybercab, she was the lady in charge of the event there, and she knew me straight away, and we just got chatting, and it turns out she's the lady to know to basically help press. I guess I'm a press person now. They could just give me a press car and I can take it and make videos about it and talk about it all alike. So I've accidentally ended up getting my foot in the door, and they've just given me another new Model Y for the weekend. I'm obviously over the moon by that.
I mean, I
can't believe my luck.
I think the British term brilliant comes into play here. That is brilliant. And look, everybody, go over to Tesla Jigsaw, Will's YouTube channel. Give him some love. Hit the subscribe button. Let him know that you love the work that he's doing, because he's out there every week pushing hard just for us, just for the Tesla community. Love what you do, Will. Thank you so much for saving us this week.
Thank you very much. And I'm not letting you go without me saying thank you, guys, because if it wasn't for stumbling across your YouTube channel, I think 10 years ago when me and my wife used to sit down every week and just watch it and fall in love with Tesla, the company, and learning about what it's doing. If it wasn't for you guys, we probably wouldn't have bought a Model 3. We probably wouldn't have bought any Tesla stock back in 2019. And I wouldn't be on this weird journey into YouTube trying to, just talk about Tesla all day and make a living out of it. So sincerely, thank you, guys. You've, your channel has outlived Tesla Daily. It's outlived the Tesla Economist, loads of other Tesla channels, and you're still there. So you're still there for us, the community. So thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad today is a high Tesla stock day, so you can't get mad at me.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right, you guys, Jesse and I will see you on Sunday.
Now you know.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors like the limited edition chocolate mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.